Right. You're tuned in to Golfers on Golf Radio, and thank you for joining us as we make the turn from the front nine to the back nine of our hour of golf talk. I'm Ed Stevenson alongside Rory Spears and Bill Berger. And guys, here in the Chicago area, you know, obviously we talk about the world of golf. We look at things kind of from our own perspective here. The forecast for tomorrow calls for rain, but I know that sports fans in Chicago are excited because there's two more episodes of The Last Dance coming on ESPN. It seems that regardless of generation or era, people have been pretty fascinated still with the story of Michael Jordan and the Bulls and the presence, the draw that Michael Jordan continues to have for Chicago area sports fans is huge, Rory, and we know that that very much overlaps with the world of golf.
Yeah, it sure does. I remember talking golf with Michael during the 90s, and the best way to get Michael to stop and talk to me sometimes was bring up something about golf, pass messages to him from his friends who caddied at Pinehurst or the guys he played golf with in Hawaii at Kapalua, and there was always good golf stories to be told. Our next guest knows a little bit about working with Michael Jordan. He is the designer and architect of Michael's brand new golf course. You might say Michael's current dance, Grove 23, XXIII, and it is longtime golf architect Bobby Weed. And Bobby, thanks for joining us this morning here on Golfers on Golf Radio.
You bet. Good to be here.
Well, Bobby, it's been several years since I've had the privilege to talk to you. The last time I saw you was at the White Manor Country Club there in Malvern, Pennsylvania, as part of the Golf Week Raiders group that was there that day. And you're going to have to tell us how you landed that job right there in Gil Hans's backyard, considering all the projects he's working on today.
Well, Gil's a good friend, great guy, and doing a lot of great work out there as well. I had done another golf course in the Philadelphia area at Glen Mills and had turned out pretty good, received a lot of great reviews, and just a really good story. And I think some of the members at White Manor may have attended a seminar that I was part of, and I believe I met those guys. I'm not even sure when we did that golf course now. Time flies, but anyway, we were fortunate enough to go in and revamp that golf course. You know, that golf course was built in the early 60s, and it was treeless, and it was an old dairy farm, and early on, they started planting trees, and it became a very, very dense tree-lined golf course, and that hosted a senior tour event. I think Jim Free won that tour event, and I talked to Jim, and I said, "Jim, what did it take to win that event?" He's like, "I could hit it out from under the trees better than anybody else." So we went in there. We went in there and took out all the trees and opened up those beautiful views. I mean, there's no better ground for golf and in that Philadelphia area, as indicated by so many great golf courses up there. So it turned out really good.
Well, Bobby, I know that since then your work has taken you. You redid the University of Florida Gators golf course down there as one of your projects. But right now in this virus times, are you working on something current, and are you busy? And is there concerns among the golf course architects that change in the economy might bring some projects that are on the table at various golf courses to a screeching halt?
All of the above. I'm working in my backyard in Ponte Vedra Beach, where the home of the PGA Tour headquarters is located and the Players Club is located. I'm working in my backyard at the Ponte Vedra NN Club, redoing their ocean course right now. So this has been about as convenient as it can get because it keeps me out of an airplane, and we've been very busy, and we've got some other work lined up, and I may see a little downturn in 21 on a couple of projects that may slip until 22, just because of the market today and the economy that we're in, part of this crazy world we're living in right now. But we're fortunate and we are very busy.
Well, Bobby, that is that's great news. And of course, for those of us who get down to Florida every year for the PGA Merchandise Show, we're always exploring around trying to find some golf courses to play down there while it's cold and snowy up here. But I know the question that everybody here in Chicago listening is in a hurry for me to ask is, how did you get hooked up with Michael Jordan, and how did you become the architect for Michael's, we're going to call it his current dance, his brand new Grove 23 golf club?
Well, it's the circumstances and the events leading up to it, you know, just timing is everything in so many ways. I redid the Medalist Golf Club, an original Pete Dye golf course that he did in 1995. It'll be hosting an event, pretty soon with, Tiger and Phil and Peyton and, Tom Brady. But I redid that, golf course, I think in 2016 at the Medalist and became an acquaintance of Michael because he plays so much golf. And, so that turned out really good. And, he had tried on an earlier occasion to put something together, and that didn't work out. But it did work out on this occasion, and we put together a pretty unique routing plan, and had some other folks saying that, you know, hey, Bobby Weed's a guy you ought to talk to, and of course he was talking to a number of other top name designers, and you know what, we just kind of eased in there. I moved down there and lived on site, ran the project, and. Built the golf course, and MJ spent a lot of time out there with me. He was, you know, what struck me most about him on the front end when we started the golf course, Roy, is he was such an attentive listener, and he was just a sponge absorbing everything. And once we got started, I said, I really want you to come out during the construction of the golf course as often as you can, because I want you to see how a golf course is built, and I want to see where all your money is going. And most of it is underneath your spikes, because 70% of a golf course is really underneath your golf shoes. And it's intriguing and important and fascinating, because we started out with a flat piece of ground as an old citrus grove, about 226 acres. And, so we had a blank slate to start with, and, he is just over the moon. He is over the moon pleased with the golf course. And early on, he's like, build me the best golf course, then build me the best practice facilities, and the clubhouse will come in behind that. And that's basically what we have done. The clubhouse is finished and open, and it's a very private club, membership only, and invitation only. And you know, a great day for MJ now is to get in 36 on one day and be done before 3 o'clock.
There you go. 10:37, you're listening to Golfers on Golf Radio. I'm Rory Spears, along with Ed Stevenson, Bill Berger in studio. We're talking for a few minutes with golf architect Bobby Weed, the designer and architect of the brand new Michael Jordan Grove 23 golf course. And, you know, Bobby, a few years back, Arnold Palmer opened a golf course up here in the Chicago area, and I asked Arnold about the property and so forth. And Arnold said, let me tell you something when it comes to golf course design. He said, a golf course architect is only as good as the property he has to work with. And I was just kind of curious of what kind of land you had, and were there some real opportunities there to do the kind of things that Michael Jordan was hoping to get done?
Well, I don't disagree with what Arnold said. I think it's a combination for me. I place equal emphasis on not only the property, but also the owner. I think the two go hand in hand. And what Michael wanted at the Grove, and again, we had a flat piece of property. We had a couple of drainage canals on two sides of the property that we took full advantage of. Because drainage is imperative on a site. And so with a blank slate, we had a chance to pretty much design what we wanted to. We had ample ground, and we site planned the clubhouse, the entry drive, the entire golf course, and maybe some of the best practice facilities that have ever been designed and developed.
Well, it's, you know, obviously going to be an unbelievable golf course, and I'm sure the process was very collaborative. No surprise. I think occasionally there's the owner that walks away and says, just build me something great. And then often there's the owner that wants to be very involved. Bobby, I had the chance just a couple of years ago to work with a fellow American Society of Golf Course Architects member of yours, Greg Martin, on a project here in the Chicago area. And it was a very thoughtful, collaborative process. But we also had fun butting heads a few times, me in the owner role. And I think he caught me being guilty once or twice of seeing things, strategies, shot values that maybe came out of my own game. Did you run into some of that? Michael, we've heard, likes to wager a bit. Any of these holes set up a little bit to favor the way he plays the ball?
No comment. But as you know, the game is incredibly subjective, and normally, and you're absolutely right. It's just human nature to what fits your eye. Typically, if you hit the ball left or right, then those type of holes are going to fit your eye a little bit better. Being as subjective as the game is, both from a playability standpoint and from a design standpoint, that's pretty normal. Some back and forth is never a bad thing.
Sure.
Is never a bad thing, because at the end of the day, you're going to build the best golf hole, but you want the golf course to have good balance, regardless of a player's ability to only hit it left to right or right to left. You want to have good balance of both holes that go left to right and right to left at the end of the day, and as many holes as you can to have in different directions, because down at the Grove, we designed a big golf course down there because the wind can really blow down there. Mm-hmm. And so it's somewhat treeless throughout the property, and the fact that you can stand at the clubhouse and see virtually every golf hole from the clubhouse is really, really unique. And when you're out on the golf course, you can see back to the clubhouse. So with the holes going in different directions, we've got some clockwise, some counterclockwise holes. We got a good balance of left to right and right to left, and a lot of good variety in golf holes. And what's really unique, guys, about the golf course is every day we have a new scorecard. We have a brand new scorecard every day.
Really?
Every hole gets re-handicapped every day. So every day you come out there, you're playing a golf course that's been set up for that day based on the day's conditions.
Wow.
And in particular, the wind. But that, too, is extremely unique as well.
I've never heard of it, yeah.
You should rename that the Argument Country Club, And getting back to Michael for 1 second on a no comment, did you have to play him a couple of those nice Nassaus he likes to play? You don't have to answer.
It's not hard. It's not hard to get a little wager when you get on number one tee. Both bets are won and lost on number one tee, so you better be sharp right there at the very beginning.
Well, we heard Phil Mickelson's joining the club down there, and those two have been known to exchange a few shekels here and there once in a while. So it would make the perfect location for Phil. Bobby, is there any 6 replica Larry O'Brien trophies in that clubhouse, or are any of those trophies on any of the logos down there anywhere?
Well, I know one of the objectives and maybe one of the goals long term is to have all 4 majors in golf sitting in the clubhouse. So we'll see how that unfolds. But he's got a great group of guys down there, and they all share the same passion, and that is golf. So it's going to be a wonderful club, and Michael spends a lot of time there. And like I said, a good day is 36 for him every day.
Well, Bobby, I know that some courses like to brag about a signature hole. Some owners will say, I got 18 signature holes. But is there one hole that really stands out that everybody's talking about and Michael really loves it?
No, I like to think every golf hole out there has some uniqueness and some real value, and it does not feel or look like it's a Florida golf course. I think, if you helicopter in there blindfolded and you get out, then you're really truly not going to know you're in South Florida.
Wow. Well, sounds like an incredible project, and I know you said perhaps a lull at some point in the future, but certainly hope things are busy. I realize that for you and fellow architects right now, things like heading into China to do work, that era is past and closed, I imagine, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I did not cut and run. I did not cut and run and go back to Asia. I kind of just stayed here, and I think that helped pay off a little bit as well. But there's still emerging markets in the world for golf, and golf is going to continue to grow. And as much golf as you have on TV today, it just exposes folks to golf around the world. And as you can see, there's so many other countries, both in Asia and Europe, that are producing some world-class golfers now. And that only creates more interest and benefits all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby, listen, we want to really thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to us today about your work, and also Grove 23, Michael Jordan's new golf course. As you might guess, especially with a lot of people stuck in their homes right now, they've really been enjoying watching the ESPN documentary on the Bulls, The Last Dance. And we thank you very much for giving us a little bit of a look at Michael's current dance, Grove 23. And I'm sure it was a thrill for you to be a part of this project.
It really was, and thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. And we've got some good live golf coming up this weekend at Seminole, and we've got a great match coming up over at Medalist. It'll be nice. It'll be nice to look at some live golf here, and the PGA Tour is cranking back up here quickly. And I think everybody's excited about that. Not to mention the fact that the weather's getting better and all of these golf courses are opening up and everybody can get back out and enjoy the game.
Amen to that. Bobby, listen, if you and Michael are stuck for a fourth, give me a call. I'll be happy to get on the plane and come down and join you for a round of golf. And again, thanks for jumping in here this morning at Golfers on Golf Radio. And we look forward to catching up with you in Florida at some point down the road.
You bet. You guys are welcome anytime. Come on down.
Okay. That is a golf designer, golf course architect, and the designer of Michael Jordan's brand new private Grove 23 golf club in Florida. We appreciate Bobby making his Chicago media debut here with us talking about the golf course. And we're back with more Golfers on Golf Radio right after this.